Welcome to this post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Today is Sunday, March 1st, 2026. Yesterday, Indiana baseball notched another weekend win in the first game on Saturday, besting the Hilltoppers 3-1 in a pitcher's duel. Brayton Thomas gave the Hoosiers another excellent start, despite some particularly poor defense. Gavin Siebold was sensational out of the pen, and Jackson Yarberry iced the win with a three-out save. Indiana dropped Game 2 in a 14-12 shootout. Regan Rivera was rocked early, and the Hoosiers got into a 7-1 hole, but climbed back in the middle innings with help from home runs by Hogan Denny and an absolute moonshot from Jake Hanley, who was starting to heat up. The comeback fell just short, and the Hoosiers split the day. Chris Feeney and I met with head coach Jeff Mercer following the second game.
Your two games went two different ways. Because kind of talk about the first game, pitcher's duel. What did you like out of what the team was able to accomplish this afternoon?
Yeah, obviously, we pitched a tremendous the first two games. BT gave us a great start, and then you went to several of those guys today. I thought Siebold just tremendous guts. You gave us big outs. We had first and second there, and one out. Gets a rollover third base double play to get out of it, and then Yarbrough comes in and finishes it down. So, you know, really according to schedule, and those guys pitched a great. BT battled all day, and you know they're competitive and tough, and they're gonna compete. You know, in the strike zone, hit the ball and bunt and push and drag and do all those things. And you know, BT did a really good job managing. We had the one bunt that got away from him early there, and then they do it again. He comes back and makes the play. So just a lot of growth from BT over the course of this year. And then Siebold's been our heart and soul, right? He's just been tremendous and kind of running on gas a little bit. We've used him quite a bit here in the last week. But to have him come out today and give us that length is huge. And then Yarbrough comes in and shuts it down like he's capable of doing and just did a really good job. So we obviously pitched a great last night. We didn't do much offensively. Pitched a great in the first game today and didn't do much offensively. But did just enough to be able to pull it out. So we did a really good job, you know, playing a really nice brand of baseball the first two games, and I'm really proud of those guys.
And for Gavin Siebold, what do you see as a difference? I mean, he's been lights out this season. This isn't the guy we saw last year.
Yeah.
Maybe in spurts, but not like this.
Yeah, kind of really early on, Coach Myers talked to him about his plant foot when he was going to the outer half of his glove side. He would kind of open his hips to clear a lane to get to his glove side. He would kind of bore his fastball a little bit, so he couldn't get the extension. You know, if he got to his arm side, he'd get some lift with it and got much more care and fastball, much more fastball execution. But to his glove side, he kind of fell off a little bit. And so Matt told me really early on, hey, I think I got to find something here with Gavin. And he was right. So he's been able to really get his fastball to both sides of the plate. And with some carry on the four seam, he's got the sinker too. So he's been able to really execute that. And then that opens everything up. You know, now you got to honor both sides of the plate to him. He doesn't waste counts. He kind of cuts the ball to the outside. And then the changeup and the sweeper have been really good. So, you know, he and Matt have really connected well. And Dustin did a great job with him, too. But, you know, sometimes you see something differently with a guy, and he's able to make a positive impact. And then Gavin's extremely tough. You know, he wants to be in the fight. He wants to be in the game. He's not afraid to get in when he needs to get in and execute pitches. And we're turning double plays at a much higher clip than we have. And so he's been a beneficiary of us turning double plays and trusting those guys behind him. So he's done a really good job.
In the second game, you guys were down very big, and you saw a little bit of this last year. A team would be down, and you just didn't see a lot come out of the offense,
yeah,
even against pitching you would think you should come back with.
Yeah.
What was it like to see them, not finish the comeback, at least charge back the way they did and get up double-digit runs?
Yeah, you know, I talked to the guys after the game today. It's like, I know that we've had some leads late and let them get away, and we've had, you know, feels like we pitch it and don't hit or hit and don't pitch. We've played a lot of really good baseball. It just hadn't turned out our way in some of those games. But my message to them the whole time, this whole year, I'll come after the game, was I just want to get on the backside of fear. I want to get on the backside of being worried about the end of it. I just want to go compete. I just want to go for it. I just want to be tough and competitive. And I want to go play good teams all the time. The only way for us to get better as a program is to go play good teams all the time and to figure out how to go into the middle of a hornet's nest and fight your way out of it and get tougher. And that's what I told him after the game. Yeah, I know we walked too many guys in the second game today. I know we had too many free bases. but the offense, the position guys, and down the stretch, the last 4 innings, give up 2 runs in 4 innings, was a totally different turnaround from just go pour it out, just go fight, just go compete, just go represent your teammates in the university with an absolute utter fire and passion. And if you'll do that, things will be fine. That was the whole point of all of this. That was the whole point of going to play in the schedule, was just to get tougher and to be meaner and more competitive and stop worrying about winning and losing per se, but more about the competition, the fight, the process, the work, and overcoming the adversity. We've got to be better when we go play at the height of our league. We got to be better when we go to Nebraska and go to Iowa and go to Oregon and go to UCLA. We want to compete there. We want to win. And to do that, you have to be tough and you have to be mean. You have to not be so worried about making mistakes. And there are times where I feel like we've been tight and we haven't competed just fearlessly. And so that's what the whole point was. And that's what these guys did today. Is, yeah, you're down early. It's easy to put your tail between your legs and give up. But we didn't. We fought back. And we'll get those things figured out when you're doing a four-game set and you're trying to protect some guys for tomorrow because you need length. But to just go compete like that, I just told them that was the whole point of doing this. That was the whole point of the scheduling change in philosophy. Yeah, WKU won 46 games last year. They were outstanding. And so to go in here and play against a team that's going to throw strikes, that plays great defense, that's old offensively and really dutiful, can bunt and create chaos, and then to match them blow for blow, and to do that, you know, especially for a really young offensive group, primarily freshmen and sophomores, to step up and grow up and compete, I was really pleased and really proud of the effort and the intensity and the execution. And I told them, like, if we'll just get up and do that every day, you just get past the fear of failure and go compete, then good things happen. They'll take themselves. And if they don't, you know what? There's nothing you can do about it. So just pour it out and compete and follow the plan, and it eventually will work its way out, where you'll balance it out to where you'll pitch it and you'll hit it, right? You won't have the day where you pitch it one day and don't hit, or vice versa. We got the right guys. We got the right pieces. We got the right coaches. We'll put it all together. I'm 100% confident in this team. I believe in this team 100%. It's got the right character, the right makeup, the right attitude, the right competitive spirit. And we went into the deep end. And I'm proud of them for fighting like crazy. We'll get back up and do it again tomorrow.
Despite the inability to lay down the bunt, Jake Hanley seems to be back right now.
Yeah, you talk about a guy. You know, the beginning of the day was a little tight. Didn't play well at the beginning of the game. Had some uncharacteristic defensive miscues. He was a guy I used for an example. You know, was tight in the first game, and he wants to do a good job for his teammates. And he got to a point today where he just said, like, to hell with it. I'm just going to go play. I'm going to turn the bat speed loose. I'm gonna get the head out, and I'm going to go for it. And he played like a man on fire. Played like the guy that we know he can be. I thought, you know, Caleb Koski was absolutely tremendous today. He's battled for a position. He and I have met several times, and I just want to keep putting you in there, giving you opportunities, go do something. And he did today. So kudos to Caleb. Kudos to Jake. You know, Ricketts was unbelievable, awesome all day. Hogan, Denny, those guys. So, yeah, Jake's a great player. He'll be a great player. And they want to do well. They want to play well. They want to compete well. They love Indiana. They love the program. They love their teammates. They want to play well. And sometimes when you lose some close games and you made some mistakes, you can get a little bit tight and not just let it go, let it hang. And those guys did today. Jake leading the charge. Really, really couldn't be more pleased with him. And excited about, you know, how he can really take off and go get it.
So the one advantage of a four-game series, especially when you're trying to get yourself ready for conference play, is that you do get to see a lot of pitchers. We got our first extended look at Caden Jacoby today.
Yeah.
And Mostalski came out again and was excellent.
Yes. Yeah, exactly right. The last 4 innings, you give up 2 runs. And to your point is you don't necessarily know until you know. And Jacoby was really good today. Yeah, he came out of gas there late, but came in and put the fire out and earned himself a much bigger role. He's got really good stuff. He's got good sequences and did a good job. Executed really well given the circumstance and given his, you know, hadn't been up and down a lot. Hurt his back in the winter, and so he's been a little slower to progress. And then Mostalski was great again. You know, Ivan was in a car accident right before the season started. But that's the guy that we've seen, that guy, where he's just, you know, three pitches for a strike, works fast, gets on both sides of the plate, you know, guts and execution and really good. So to your point, you're exactly right. You get those guys extended out, you get a look at them in a four-game set, and those are gonna make your midweeks tighter and smaller, and our starting pitching again has been good. You know, I know that Regan got off to a tough start today, but you get two really good starts from the first two guys, and then you start adding those guys to the mix. And, Jacoby and Ivan were both tremendous, and we're going to need them lengthened out to cover those innings too.
The road trip concludes with a chance to even the four-game road series today at 2 p.m. Then the Hoosiers return home for a final midweek tune-up against Northern Kentucky on Tuesday before opening Big Ten play at home on Friday against Washington. See you at the BART.